This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Governor Polis is making it clear that businesses can refuse to serve customers who refuse to wear a mask during the pandemic. The governor signed an executive order today reinforcing their right to do so.
It's fine for businesses across our state to say no shirt, no shoes, no mask, no service, if they choose.
Polis says widespread mask wearing is necessary to keep the virus in check and allow the state to continue reopening. The state is launching an ad campaign to encourage wearing masks in public. The family of Devon Bailey, the 19-year-old black man killed by Colorado Springs police last year, has filed a civil rights lawsuit against the city and the two officers involved. CPR's Dan Boyce has more.
Bailey was shot last August after he fled from officers questioning him about a suspected robbery. He was later found to have a handgun in his shorts. The officers who fired on Bailey were cleared of wrongdoing in a grand jury investigation last fall. Still, this new suit is being filed in the wake of national uproar over George Floyd's death. It alleges Bailey's constitutional rights were violated and that he did not pose an immediate threat during the encounter. The lawsuit does not request a specific monetary amount. In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
Broncos head coach Vic Fangio is walking back his comments that he doesn't see any racism or discrimination in the National Football League. The coach now says those comments were wrong. And my apologies for giving the wrong information last break. Definitely coming up next, Valerie Wilson from the Economic Policy Institute talks about why the pandemic has disproportionately affected black workers and black families. Then cities across the country are beginning to ease curfew times amid ongoing civil rights unrest, make that civil unrests in the streets. And a court hearing into the Ahmaud Arbery murder revealed that an investigator testified that a co-defendant said the shooter used an expletive with the N-word to describe the victim as he lay dead in the roadway after the altercation. We will have those stories, really, for sure, coming up next here on All Things Considered. It is 81 in Denver, 93 degrees for Pueblo. This is CPR News.